Welcome to Elaine's Kitchen Table. I'm so honored to have you here with me today, where we talk about lessons that we learn off our kitchen table about parenting and about business. Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS small business ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. Visit UPS.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement. Today we have a great group. We're actually doing a roundtable of husbands and wives, and I'm really honored to have with us today our guests, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. I'm going to ask them to tell you their name, how long they've been married, and how many children they have. If they want, they can share their ages. I'm going to start with Melanie on my left.
Hi, I'm Melanie. I've been married for 10 years, and I have two children. Their ages are 8 and 6.
Thank you. Nuala?
My name is Nuala, and I have three children, 12, 8, and 6.
And how long have you been married?
14 years, to a wonderful husband.
I'm Jonathan. I am apparently the wonderful husband.
Woo-hoo!
My name is Ron. I've been married coming up on 13 years, and we have three beautiful children.
Just and three. How old are your children, Ron?
Oh, 12, 8, and 6.
Thank you.
And a wonderful wife.
Thank you. Linda.
My name is Linda. I've been married for 9 years, and I have three kids, three beautiful girls, 7, 5, and almost 2.
Okay. So we're a good, crazy bunch of people.
with 11 kids.
11 kids in total. Okay, that's awesome. We have a team of some sort. I'm sure we could create that. So our topic today, and we're going to keep it short and sweet because that's how we like our podcast. We're going to talk about just one tip that each person here could offer about marriage survival. When you have children, your marriage does change a whole lot. But what is it, that one tip that you could share with our listeners about how you can survive in marriage with children? And I am going to change it up a bit. Usually it's ladies first, but we're going to start with the gentleman. And I'm going to say, Jonathan. Jonathan, what's that one awesome tip that you say? You got to share this with our listeners.
Well, one of the things that we worked at is learning one another's love languages. And, you know, everyone expresses love in a different kind of way, right? And appreciates being loved in a different kind of way. And so this is from a guy named Gary Chapman, who teaches about this, five love languages. And so one of the things that's been really good for us is to learn what is it that, you know, what is it that Nuala, how does she love to be loved? Because it's different than how I like to be loved. So her love language is affection and quality time. So if I, you know, everything that's going on with the kids and all that stuff, I just remember to show her some affection and find some time to just listen. Then she feels loved. And me, I'm different, right? For me, it's like acts of service. If she makes me a nice sandwich, oh man, do I feel loved. But if she gives me a hug, I'm like, oh, that's nice. But it's not like the same as nice sandwich, you know? So that's been really helpful for us to understand how each of us feels loved. And because otherwise, if I wanted to show love to her, I'd do some kind of service for her. I'd empty the dishwasher or something, thinking, oh, she should feel loved.
And I like
she's
that
like,
too.
Oh, she likes that too. Oh, they're all lovely. No. Oh.
Yeah, I say we're pretty easy as women. I love that, love languages. I think we could do an entire podcast just about love languages. We'll have to come back on that, Jonathan. Nuala, how about you? What's that one tip?
I think make a list of positive things that you like about your husband, and then you can always refer to them when you're having those moments when you don't really like your husband, or you're having a disagreement, or you're really struggling with something that's irritating you or annoying you. You can just remember, okay, he does this, and I really like this about him. And you're just drawn to that.
I love that. I think that it works both ways, that whether, you know, a husband and wife can sit down together and say, hey, you know, let's just write the top 10 things we love about each other. And stick it up on the fridge. Make it visible because, you know, like, I mean, there's women who like, stick a picture of them when they were skinny to remind themselves of going back to that. But But with regards to marriage, there are a lot of things that happen. When you have kids, there's less time together. That quality time that you would love to have with your husband, it's not always available when you have three kids and a dog. But to have that list to look back and forth to, and for the husband too, you might want to laminate it so you know, rip it up when you're really mad.
Good idea.
But no, I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
By the way, my love language is also acts of service.
Is it? Yeah, there you go. Oh,
I haven't made you a sandwich in a long time.
You make dinner almost every night.
Okay, Mel.
Well, one of the things that I think is important is to, just when things get busy and stressful, just to remember to laugh with each other and to try to keep things light and to make each other laugh, make your kids laugh, and just to learn to, you know, enjoy those lighter moments as a family, because otherwise things just get too stressful and...
Too serious.
Too serious, yeah.
No, I think that's so important, because even when we don't know it, our kids are always watching. And they're always listening. And, you know, I'm guilty of that, too. Just saying things that I think, oh, dear, I got to make it that funny now. Mm-hmm. But it is so true, because life is too short to be so serious. And to find that lighter side. And that's actually one of the things I love about my husband over there, is no matter what, I always laugh, and he makes me laugh all the time, and I really appreciate that about him, because I'm definitely more intense and passionate about things, and I'm that flighty kite, and he's that anchor that's down below, or sometimes the person in the tree untangling me from that tree. Mm-hmm, yeah. But I love that, seeing the lighter side in things. So true. Thank you for that point. Some think that UPS only ships for large businesses. Well, I can tell you that's not true. My name is Elaine Tancoma, owner and founder of Easy Daisy's Daily Visual Schedules for Kids. And I know firsthand that their goal is to help small businesses succeed and grow. Not only do they offer discounts up to 52% or more off of shipping rates, even if you only ship once in a while, they also have a team of UPS small business ambassadors specifically there to help small businesses get started. It's free to open a UPS account and to get your discount. There are no shipping minimums to get this great offer. Plus, they have just about every service and tool to help your business grow in Canada and abroad, and work directly with many organizations like mine to learn more about what we need and to help. So visit UPS.com and learn more and receive your discount today. This is a paid advertisement. Linda, do you have one point that you want to share?
Yeah, I have one. I think it's important to set time aside and have date nights and spend at least once a month going out and remembering how it was when you were dating, when, you know, before the kids came, and because it gets so stressful with kids, you know, you just seem to, sometimes life can just be everything about the kids and you forget that it's about the couple as well. And so I would encourage that, definitely.
That is great. I agree. And date night, that is a hard one. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you can find a moment, and whether it's just sitting in the car without the kids, or but making a purposeful effort to plan a night together. And I think it should go on both parts. It shouldn't just be the husband planning that date night, but the wife can take that on and surprise the spouse. And then to consider what Jonathan had said, to learn the other person's love language, because the husband might not want to go to the spa and have a facial for their date night, but to remember what that other person's love language, and how thoughtful that would be to plan something that the other person would love to do, and you do it because they would love it and it would make them happy. Love that. Thank you, Linda. Mm-hmm. And Ron, do you have one point?
Yes, but I just want to say good point, Linda, because I was just thinking, if you ended up getting married, your dating probably went pretty good. So that's why it's good to revisit that and remember the good times. Mm-hmm. For me, my big point is that our marriage has no out clause, as I call it. We have no prenuptial agreement or anything like that. We're basically in it for eternity, and that's it. And if that's your only mindset, then you're going to work things out and get things fixed. Recently, I was listening to a business speaker. He was talking about business, and he was talking about staying committed to your business when you're an entrepreneur. And he said, you know, if you have a plan B, you'll end up using it. So that's why he said he just focuses on his goal and nothing's going to stop him. And I think it's the same thing in a marriage. If you, you know, everyone made their vows when they got married, and I think everyone's vows were for forever. So why not stick with that? And if that's your only plan, that's the plan you're going to go with.
No, that's so true, because when you think about it, you have a family, and when you marry someone, that is your family, and you've made that choice to be with that person. And just like when you have brothers and sisters, you didn't choose them to be your siblings, and you don't always get along, and sometimes you might really not like something, like whether it's with your brother, your sister, your parents, or your husband. You don't just leave them. You try to figure it out and be there for them through every situation. And I mean, this is not considering like abuse, and that's a whole different topic, but that's very interesting, not having an out clause. Thank you for sharing that. And when you related that to business, that is very true. When people walk into a business and they think, okay, I have a plan B. When you have a plan B, it means you're not fully committed. And I think in marriage, when you have that plan B and you think, oh, I can marry this person and I can always get out of it, then you're not fully committed into really trying. And I'm trying to think, do I have that one tip? I think my one tip of how we always try to work at our marriage is to let the little things go. And that's hard sometimes. It's because when those little things are constant, it might not be so little. But to learn to laugh, like Mel had shared, and to let those little things go. Because in the big picture, if the kids are happy, if your spouse is happy, and in our marriage, if we're pleasing God, it is, we know we're on the right track. So I just want to say thank you very much to our guests today, and we hope that you got inspired in your parenting, marriage, business life today. Thank you for joining us. Bye for now. Good job. You guys are awesome.
Good practice.
Practice? No, that was it. That was
practice. You said you could edit it, right?
Awesome. You guys are awesome.
Change things,
thank
cut
you.
Things.
You guys are awesome.
That's so funny. I was like, we have to do that again.
Thank you, Jonathan.
That's going to be my fake name.
Are you tired of being stressed out in the mornings and frustrated with nagging at your kids to get things done so they can get out the door faster in the morning? Are you too busy or just don't know how to help your kids to make good habits stick? Well, let's get our kids organized and independent and cooperative and into routine with Easy Daisies, magnetic daily schedules for kids. Easy Daisies was created by me, Elaine Tan Como, a school teacher and a mom of three, by parent demand to help kids get out the door faster in the morning and have easier days. These fun magnets with everyday activities allow your children to take part in planning their day, which makes things smoother for everyone, especially mom. Now, all the illustrations were drawn by me to make it simple enough for children who are non-readers, whether they are 2 or 12, to feel that accomplishment and that confidence in completing their tasks. And there's comfort in knowing what comes next, so there are no meltdowns and tantrums. Now, I've had happy moms email me telling me awesome things like getting 20 minutes of extra sleep every day because of Easy Daisies, that they just love that their kids are brushing their teeth without being told over and over, eating their breakfast, getting their socks and shoes on, and waiting at the door with their backpacks all ready to go. So if you want to check out Easy Daisies, I'd be honored at www.easydaisies.com and use this promo code ELAINE15 to save 15% on your entire order today.